Ready for some more Grizzly basketball. It has gone into overtime. I said when we started this game, because statistically these teams are so similar, this game ought to go overtime and the Grizzlies should win by one in the overtime period. We've got half of it. Now let's see if we can get the win. What a great, great win this would be for the Grizzlies. Jump ball starting the, that was a quick tip. I don't know why that was allowed. But Sellers wins the tip for the Raiders, and here we go. Out high, top of the circle, left corner pass now. Stevenson back around the horn to the right wing. White will hand it off. And now a pull up for a two. Left side air ball underneath. Pick back up, layup up inside is good. That was luck. That was too easy. Demetrius White with a two. Now the Grizzlies on offense. Stay with what's been working, and that's get that ball, try to get that ball in the lane. Kyle Germany dribbles over underneath, and a layup and a reverse is no good, but the putback is good by Carlos, by Lionel Kimwemba. Lionel Kimwemba with now 5 points. This game tied at 62 going into the overtime. Outside at 64. On the left side, Moran, ball fake, goes baseline, cut off, leans in, dumps it down inside. There was 3.5 or 4 seconds at least. Now shot from the left. Point is good. Knocked in by Kyle Edison. That's a big shot. 3-point game. 67-64. 3:45 to go. Urji Hunami. Left wing. Trayon. Goes baseline. Cut off. Spins to the middle. And it's a follow away. No good. But he got fouled on the shot. And he'll shoot two. And so Kendon Peebles to check into the ball game. Third foul call on Anthony Sellers. The Raiders have already fouled out both their postmen. And so you would think there would be opportunities to get a little business done inside on offense. Free throw, no good by TGF. Trayon is 7 out of 9 from the line. Free throw, good again, or good after the first miss. And it's now a 2-point game, 67-65. Comes down to defense. How bad do you want to win the game? And it's a tight one. The Grizzlies on defense now as the Raiders weave out front and run a little time. Down the key, in the lane. Here's a push-off ball. It is knocked away, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Grizzlies. With 3:15 to go, Fahim Moran will, no, he won't throw the ball inbound. Somebody else will. Someone has to.
Shouldn't there be like a delay or, I don't know. We had 5 seconds to get it in. Shouldn't there be 5 seconds to find someone to pass it in?
If no one comes, they just put the ball down and start counting. Sellers on the inbound play, bounce it to the corner. Caught by the Raiders, and Robert Alexander, he penetrates, pulls up, turns, shoots, and scores. That was a heck of a play right there. Robert Alexander from Little Rock, and now turnover, and the Raiders come away with it. They're up by 4 with 3 minutes to go. Alexander goes right. Now pulls it back. Cut off defensively. Back to the wing. In the corner. A three is up, and it's no good. Rebounded by the Grizzlies. Kendon Peeble. Trayon with it. We just need a two. Just need a basket here. TGF over the top. Right wing. Germany beats his man on the drive. Goes up. Shoots. No good. Blocking foul. 2 shots for Kyle Germany. With 2:30 to go, and the Grizzlies down by 4. 69-65.
That foul is going to be on Sellers' fourth.
One time. This was, I can tell exactly the year. In 2010, we were playing at Three Rivers, and we finished the game with 4 players. Free throw try, good, by Kyle Germany. We got even the next year. Boy, did we get even. I think we beat Three Rivers 3 times that season. Beat him for the region championship. Next free throw, good. Kyle Germany, 2 out of 2 from the line. 69-67. Edison in the front court for the Raiders. Alexander will hand the ball off now. On the left elbow to the left side. Moran will get the ball over now, and Edison has it. Edison, high screen, goes to the left. Over the top of that screen, curls down the lane. Kicked it to the corner, nearly threw it away. Down the pass across, loose basketball. What hustle by Lionel Kamwimba. Timeout called by the Grizzlies. There was going to be a shot clock violation anyway. It'll be Grizzly basketball with 1:59 to go. And what a good play by Lionel Kamwimba.
Oh, that was some hustle right there.
Big, big play. Timeout. Both teams now with one timeout here in the overtime. Now the Grizzlies have no timeouts left. One timeout left for Three Rivers. Back in 30 seconds with Grizzlies with the ball down by two, 69-67. Back in 30 on KTY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
College basketball action with the Grizzlies continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Well, we've got 2 minutes to play in the ball game, essentially. A minute 59. The Grizzlies have the ball. They're down by 2 points, 69-67. Do you know how many three-point shots we have made in the second half?
None.
One less than we did in the first half.
Yeah.
And we had one in the first half. So the fact that we're tied, or actually that we're down two with the ball, with 2 minutes to go, 69-67, and we're only down two, and we have, pardon me, have only made one three-point shot tonight, is just amazing. They've made seven. Here we go, back to play. Kyle Germany with the ball, down by two. Kenyon Peebles, Lionel Kamwimba can get open. Urgy. Now they go to a zone. This is smart. Peebles with it on the wing. High post. Lionel. Up fake. Spins to the middle. Gets it. Up and under and good. We're tied at 69. Lionel has four of his seven in overtime. Tie game 69 all. Alexander out front. Top of the circle. Moran. Down the lane all the way. Lost it on the way out of bounds. It's going to be off the Grizzlies with 12 seconds to go in the possession.
You know, Harlan, that point you made with how the Grizzlies have not made a three-point shot this half. Just think if we were a good three-point shooting team.
Yep. Here's the inbound pass out front. 10 on the shot clock. This is big. We're tied at 69. Down the key. Hit it to the corner. There's Alexander with a three. No good. Rebound by the Grizzlies. And a foul on the play, and Lionel Kamwimba drew a foul in the backcourt. It'll be two shots at the other end, and a chance to take the lead. Kendon Peebles will check into the ball game at some point. That's four fouls on Edison. And now Lionel, who is normally a very good free throw shooter, at the line for the Grizzlies. First try is in and out, no good. Well, I predicted we'd win by one in overtime, so this would be just as well. 69-69. For the lead for Lionel Kamwimba, and they're in the lane too early. Shoot it! And it's up and no good, but a lane violation. He'll get another try.
You know, if all your predictions keep coming true, I'm going to have you buy me a lottery ticket.
I just want you to tell Clancy Dalbert how right I am.
I can definitely do that for you.
Here's it. Here it goes for the lead. It's good! Lionel Kamwimba with five in overtime, and we have a one-point lead. Let's play some defense, boys. Hold on. 1 minute to go. Down the lane. Now back out on the left side. To the little block. Here's Sellers posting up inside. Up and under shot. Off balance. It's good. What a shot by Anthony Sellers. And a one-point lead for the Raiders. 50 seconds to play. there to fake. Coaching his rear end off over there. Pass a little block. Lionel Kumwimba. Bounce pass in. Bad pass. Tipped away and stolen. Tried to get it inside to inside. And now 30 seconds to go. And a whistle will get a foul called on the Grizzlies. 29.7 to go. Kyle Germany's third foul. Boy, we missed a chance there. So it's 71-70. Raiders have it. Have the one-point lead and free throws here. It'll be two shots. First try, no good.
Well, the worst it can be is a two-point game after this.
Kyle Edison at the free throw line. He missed that one, but he had made six in a row.
There will be no shot clock after this either.
That's true. No good on the next one. Grizzlies win the ball, down by one, and now the shot clock is off. We can go for the last shot. Pedro down the lane, two-handed dunk, no good, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Wasn't that almost exactly what he did at the end of the Memphis Day game?
It was, yeah, very reminiscent. I'm just wondering why we wanted to speed up right there.
Well, we had an opening. We haven't had a whole lot of open looks tonight, and Kendon did the right thing. He attacked the basket and drew the foul, so now we're down one. Kendon Peebles, a 70% free throw shooter at the line. I think that's the fifth foul on Sellers. I think he just fouled out of the ball game. Caleb Young will check back in for the Raiders. How about this? 71-70, Raiders lead by one, 22 seconds to go. Kendon Peebles at the free throw line, where tonight he's 2 out of 4. The first one for the tie is no good, in and out. One more try, but if you're on the line for the Grizzlies, if this doesn't go in, man, you got to go for the rebound. Here we go for the tie, and it's going to be short. Rebound by TGF. One bounce up inside, no good. Putback is good with 17 seconds, and Lionel Kumwimba with a big bucket. Grizzlies up by one. Timeout Raiders with 15 seconds to go. How about Lionel Kumwimba?
How about TGF? To get the rebound in the first place.
He kept it alive. He missed the putback, and then Lionel was there with two hands to drop it in. 12.9 to go. Grizzlies by one. 72-71, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
Grizzly basketball continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Well, who knows how this is going to end. We're in overtime. 72-71. Grizzlies have the lead. And we haven't had the lead very long in the ballgame tonight, that's for sure. One-point lead with 12.9 to go. And now if we can play 13 seconds of good defense, we could get out of this thing with a win, which would almost feel like stealing. The Grizzlies will come out with their defensive group here with Lionel Kumwimba, Trayon Grant Foster, Kendon Peebles, Urji Hunami, and Kyle Germany. It will be Raiders basketball on the side in the front court. Played inbounds by Demetrius White, and here we go for the ball game. Top of the circle. On the side. Alexander has it. They've got him off. He'll take it to the hole. Goes up, blocked away, and out of bounds by Lionel Kumwimba with 5 seconds to go. Raiders basketball, no timeouts left. 5 seconds left. A two could win it. Here's the inbound play. They'll lob it way out front. Ball through the hands of Caleb Young. Just don't foul. Pull-up shot at the horn. Good. With 6 seconds to go. And the Raiders pass to midcourt. Ergy. Stolen. Ball game over. 73-72. Raiders get the win here in Region 16 play tonight. Caleb Young, who had 8 points up to that point, made the biggest shot of the night with a two from 13 feet. And the Raiders win the game, and they go to 9-8, and the Grizzlies fall to 8-10. Post game with Jared Fay coming up next here on Hot Country KDY in 1 minute.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
If you are constantly borrowing a truck to haul wood and end up breaking the back glass out of your neighbor's truck, you might need a truck.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. If it's time to get your own truck, Bailey Chevy GMC has the right one for you. Come in to find yours, and together let's drive.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 255-7955 or visit wp.missouristate.edu. Registration is going on now. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now more Grizzly basketball action on Hot Country KDY.
Well, our Don's Auto Service player of the game for tonight is going to be Carlos Paul. He had 20 points. We had good performances from several different people, but it's really a bitter pill to swallow when you lose by 1 point in overtime. And Jared Fay up here, 72-71, the final score. Great basketball game. And it's so strange how the game changes from one half to the other. 28-24 at halftime. Second half opens up a little bit. And we just went through one of those droughts early in second half or midway through second half. We just could not score the basketball, but your defense kept you in the ball game.
Yeah, good defensive effort. Going into overtime there. I mean, obviously, you got to give guys a lot of credit just for getting to that spot. But I think we were tired. Three Rivers was tired. Both of us had good energy in the first half, but maybe got a little bit easier to score in the second half just because we were all tired, no doubt about that.
What was the we just could not get into any kind of offensive flow in the first half. We seemed to kind of figure it out a little bit in the second half of the ball game, though, and we're much better and got more good looks offensively. But what changed in the
halves? I think part of it, we missed a lot of easy ones. I don't know if we're too tight, and that's the thing as a coach you always kind of struggle with. We want to be disciplined, but we also still want to be able to play just free enough that we're not missing lay-ins and things like that. But we got a lot of little things that we got to clean up and just learn from this and get better. Tonight's win would have felt great, but we got to play these guys at least two more times, maybe three more times, and we just got to get better from each game and learn from our mistakes.
We got it. Let's see. I was going to look back and make sure what I'm saying is factual. We were outscored from the three-point line tonight 21-3. I mean, that is, you talk about being behind the eight ball in the game the way it's played today. When you get outscored by 18 from the 3-point line and you lose by one in overtime.
Yeah. And, the other night, Wednesday night, Mineral, we shot the ball pretty good. And that's been an Achilles heel a little bit to this point. Not shooting it very well. But we've got to make a few. I like that we're not just necessarily jacking a bunch of threes, but we got to be able to step up and hit some shots. And I think that's an indication, maybe our legs are a little bit tired, but we just got to keep working. We need to be able to make more than that.
I really thought that we had kids that stepped up and made some really good plays at the end of the game. As always, Kendon, he makes good plays at the end. But another guy that you can really count on to do something positive is Lionel Kamwemba. If the game's tight and he's got the ball around the basket, he finds a way to make a play for you, it seems like.
Yeah, he does. He plays so hard, plays with a lot of energy. He's really a leader out there for us, and it's great having him. He has a big block there as well, some big rebounds, and he played a great game. He's just getting better and better.
Now, the other thing, too, you mentioned the word energy. We played with really good, maybe the best energy I think that I've seen from us all season on Wednesday night. We didn't seem to have that in the first half. Second half seemed to be better.
Yeah, and that's part, you know, we got to kind of go back to the drawing board. We talk about games like this, unfortunately, buzzer beater. Every play matters. Every time maybe we didn't rotate defensively in the first half is just as important as at the very end. And there's a lot from us to learn from this.
And so you've got an entire week to get ready for Moberly, right?
Yeah, we do. I think we need a little bit of rest. We've been in here working pretty hard over the break, but this league is as good as it's ever been, and it's just kind of got to move on to the next one.
Every game out this season, I mean, in the past I've said, you know, anybody can beat anybody, and it turns out usually at the end, well, except for Moberly and for Mineral Area, but literally this year, I think anybody could beat anybody on a given night.
I think that's why it's so important for all of us, for us to understand that we need to keep getting better. Because the team we play tonight, Three Rivers, they're going to get better. And Moberly and Mineral, you know, the next time we play Mineral, they're going to be better than what they were. And I know it's kind of a coaching cliche, but for our guys to understand, we're right there right now, but they're going to get better, so we have to get better.
We didn't have, for the second game in a row, we didn't have Javian Downey in the lineup. And, you know, he's battling maybe a possible concussion, but, boy, without him, and the fact he's been playing much better every game out, man, that leaves you a little short.
It does, you know. And then Kamari's been playing well, got in foul trouble tonight, and eventually fouled out. It would have been nice to have Javian out there, no question. But, again, this season's a grind. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and hopefully we get him back sooner rather than later. But, you know, he'll get back at some point and really help us.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. A little tired. Would feel a lot better if that last shot didn't go in.
Too. All right. Great game tonight. Thanks, Josh.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Jared Fay, the head coach of the Grizzlies, here on our post game. And our Don's Auto Service player of the game is Carlos Paul. He finished with 20 points tonight. 15.9 for Trayon Grant Foster. 13 for Kyle Germany. 10 for Lionel Kamwimba. 7-point game for Kendon Peebles. 4 for Kamari Vincent. And 3 points for Urji Hunami. Leading score for the Raiders with 17 tonight. Kyle Edison, 15 for Fahim Moran, and also in double figures with 10 was Caleb Young, and he made the biggest shot of the night. It was the game winner with 6/10 of a second to play, and the Raiders win it 72-71. So the Grizzlies fall to 8-10. They're 0-2 in the region. The Raiders are now 9-8, and they are 2-0 in region play. Our next broadcast of Grizzly basketball is a week from tonight here at the Joe Paul Evans Arena, when the Moberly Greyhounds will be here for another Region 16 game. Until then, for Drew Joyce and for Curtis Ballou and back in the studio, Nate Hudson, I'm Harlan Hutchison. Finally, in 72-71, Raiders beat the Grizzlies in overtime. We say goodnight from the WPCC.
Grizzly basketball on Hot Country KDY, brought to you in part by Bailey Chevrolet, by Holiday Inn Express and Suites, by Ozarks Healthcare, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and Don's Auto Service. Grizzly basketball on KDY is a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of Ozark Marketing Company.